Now, Jeff is on Pitt Street in Sydney, and he's got something to tell us. G'day there, Jeff.
Hey, Chris. Hi. I just witnessed something that I think should make a lot of people feel very bad about themselves today. There's a union march going up Pitt Street right now.
They're right across Australia at the moment, but go on, yeah.
And I'm walking down a lane following former Prime Minister John Howard, who actually just stumbled out onto Pitt Street at the complete wrong time, and these people saw him and mobbed him, about 50, 60 people, started booing, started swearing. Fortunately, there was one or two police officers nearby. They started to move him down the street, and it kept going. They walked down Pitt Street towards Bridge Street. He went up the corner, around the corner on Bridge Street. They followed him up there. There was news cameras there. It was really poor form.
What's he got to do with their current agenda, which is complaining about changes to penalty rates and industrial relations? What's he got to do with that?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
He represents the establishment. And you know what's funny? I said to a guy, I followed it down the street because I'm kind of a big guy. I was going to be there to help if I needed to.
Good on you.
I said to a guy next to me, I said he probably should have just ducked into a building. And this guy corrected me, and I agree with him. He said to me, no, he shouldn't. He should walk down the street with his head high. And that guy's dead right.
Yeah. It's a public place too, by the way. He's allowed to walk in public without being intimidated and harassed. How would you describe it? Was it an intimidatory kind of approach?
It was.
It was close-up heckling, was it?
You'll see it on the news. There was cameras there straight onto it. Yeah. And they were right around him, group of about 40, 50, 60, flags yelling, fingers in the air, F you, all that sort of thing.
What a foul bunch of morons.
Yep. Yeah, it was really, they'll look back on it and they should be really disappointed. Because even just walking down the street, you could hear people saying, that's disgusting.
Thanks, Jeff. Thank you for the report.
Okay, thanks.
All right. I'd be interested to get another version of what happened there, not just from Jeff, but maybe one of the reporters who were at the scene or the cameraman who caught up with it. What's he got to do with it? Except this eternal angst about the fact that he represented a Conservative Party. What complete and utter creeps. It's got nothing to do with penalty rates. John Howard's got nothing to do with penalty rates. He hasn't been in power for more than a decade. Just gross. We'll try and get a feel for exactly what was said and what happened at that point.